it's extremely tough because when you're a small unitary authority such as the Isle of Wight, you do have a smaller pot, and we're talking of quite a percentage of our grant funding being cut.
I suppose people would say, why aren't you doing more then to force the government to give you more money?
We've made representation throughout last year. I went to Parliament seven times, to the House of Commons, with our local MP, Mr. Andrew Turner, and indeed fellow members of the Isle of Wight Council across political divide. So we've been there, we've asked. I've, as you're probably aware, already moved to get assisted area status for the Isle of Wight, and we got partial assisted area status, which will help industry to a degree. But really, the pot is diminishing.
I mean, obviously, you have to make cuts, you have to make savings. How will these impact frontline staff?
The frontline staff will hopefully still deliver the service, and we will be looking at the way that we can change the service delivery. That could be in the back room, or it could be by way of bringing in new ways of working, partnership working, joint ventures and community interest companies and things like that. So if we're looking at community interest companies, joint ventures, those might be the vehicles. Instead of them working solely from council budgets, we might well be able to utilise expertise from outside of the organisation.
I suppose, obviously, like you say, you've got a number of public forums, consultations. If so many people say to you, look, Ian, we really don't want to see cuts to our social services, for example, but you guys know that you need to, you know, need to make cuts. You know, how much of an impact are what people tell you? You know, how much of an impact are they going to actually have? Because I suppose at some point you've got to say, I've still got to make the cuts.
Absolutely. We've got to look at, if you like, reorganising and changing the way we work. Some things we might well be able to still deliver, some of them we might not. As I say, the main thing is to look at the areas of service need and service requirement and make sure that we deliver in the most cost-effective and effective way for our residents. That's paramount. The way that we deliver the service is the way that we should be inclusive to our residents and businesses on this island.
Which other services are under threat? You know, if people are listening to us now, they'd want to know which ones.
Of course I would. But I mean, the thing is that what we're trying to do is make sure that we go out with a clean sheet of paper and go out to consultation. Meaningful consultation is not driven by areas where we're actually saying we need to cut this service or another service. What we need to do is go out and ask people what they feel, what they value, and where we can then have a balance on where we can cut, where we can focus service. And it's not all about cuts, it's about focusing the service and, as I've said so many times, re-engineering that element of service or facility for our people.